विद्याम दंडककंटकै स्वपदा पल्लवम रामा आत्मज्योतिर अगततः। पल्लवम रामा आत्मज्योतिर अगततः। स्मरताम हृदि विन्यास्य विद्याम दंडककंटकै स्वपदा पल्लवम रामा आत्मज्योतिर अगततः। स्मरताम हृदि विन्यास्य विद्याम दंडककंटकै मल्लवा रामा आत्मज्योतिर अगततः।
मदर्स
स्मरताम हृदि विन्यास्य विद्याम दंडककंटकै स्वपदा पल्लवम रामा आत्मज्योतिर्दंडकः। स्मरताम हृदि विन्यास्य विद्याम दंडककंटकै स्वपदां पल्लवम रामा आत्मज्योतिर्दंडकः।
वर्ड बाय वर्ड स्मरताम Of persons who always think of him. Ridhi, in the core of heart.
Vinyasya,
placing.
Vidyam,
pierced.
Dandaka kantakai,
by the thorns in the forest of Dandakaranya.
Swapada pallavam,
the petals of his lotus feet.
Ramaha,
Lord Ramchandra.
Atma Jyotihi,
the rays of his bodily luster, known as the Brahma Jyoti.
Agat,
entered.
Tataha,
beyond the Brahma Jyoti,
or
in his own Vaikuntha planet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarabindo Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Please repeat. After completing the sacrifice,
Lord Ramchandra,
whose lotus feet
were sometimes pierced by thorns
when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet
in the hearts of those
who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Purport. The lotus feet of the Lord are always a subject matter for meditation for devotees. Sometimes when Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest of Dandakaranya, thorns pricked his lotus feet. The devotees, upon thinking of this, would faint. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world. But the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. This was the attitude of the gopis when they thought of Krishna, wandering in the forest with pebbles and grains of sand pricking his lotus feet. This tribulation in the heart of a devotee cannot be understood by karmis, jnanis or yogis. The devotees who could not tolerate even thinking of the Lord's lotus feet being pricked by a thorn were again put into tribulation by thinking of the Lord's disappearance, for the Lord had to return to his abode after finishing his pastimes in this material world. The word Atma Jyoti is significant. The Brahma Jyoti, which is greatly appreciated by jnanis or monastic philosophers who desire to enter it for liberation, is nothing but the rays of the Lord's body. Jasya prabhavo prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shuashesha vasudadi bibhuta bibhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The great glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, Text 40. The Brahma Jyoti is the beginning of the spiritual world, and beyond the Brahma Jyoti are the Vaikuntha planets. In other words, the Brahma Jyoti stays outside the Vaikuntha planets, just as the sunshine stays outside the sun. To enter the sun planet, one must go through the sunshine. Similarly, when the Lord or his devotees enter the Vaikuntha planets, they grow through the Brahma Jyoti. The jnanis or monistic philosophers, because of their impersonal conception of the Lord, cannot enter the Vaikuntha planet, but they also cannot stay eternally in the Brahma Jyoti. Thus, after some time, they fall again into this material world. Aruhya krichena parampadam tata patanti adho dartha ismat angraya. Bhagavatam 10-32. The Vaikuntha planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti, and therefore one cannot properly understand what those Vaikuntha planets are unless one is a pure devotee.
Hare Krishna. So here we find after giving the purport, Prabhupada, following the previous Acharya, he is concluding that Prabhupada's last line, Prabhupada is, therefore, one cannot properly understand what these Vaikuntha planets are unless one is a pure devotee. And so, pure devotee's symptom, what is pure devotional service? We should know, all of us, anavilashidhisnam, no material desire, giving up all material desire. As Prahlad Maharaj told Nishimadev, he's asking, again asking, take some blessing, he said, if you at all give me my heart, not a pinch iota of material desire. To you, all of us are doing devotional service, we should ask sincerely or seriously, am I one to go back to Godhead? And for that, we have to qualify, we have to pay the price. And here it is showing that of those who are a resident of Ayodhya, how Lord, when he is going, also when he is going, taking them back to Godhead. Realizing Brahmeti, realizing God also, this is Brahmeti, God is also Brahman, Parabrahma, and Bhagavan. But we are after Bhagavan, if we can understand Bhagavan, very simply by, he says, Saranam. And Prabhupada has got a very nice verse, often, how to remember God, which is Vidhi Bhakti, essence always remember God. And more specifically, His lotus feet, which demigods in the mode of goodness do. We are supposed to be at least, Prabhupada said, all the time in the mode of goodness. Goodness means, you know, the goodness symptom. And this is basic thing of devotional service. But pure devotional service or Vaikuntha atmosphere, this is Mayapur, always that. There is Vishuddha Sattva atmosphere. Vishuddha Sattva means pure goodness. That is pure devotional service. It's always situated. So we must transcend the three modes of material nature. Mam chaju abhavichare no bhakti yoge no sevate. Unavailed devotional service. Karmi have got unlimited desire. If karma yoga, at least some enjoy, I want to. The fruit of his labor. Yogi, jnani, jnani wants mukti. And yogi, those who are paramatma want to see, but want still have desire something. He wants to see this. But devotee is niskam. That is why he is very peaceful. No agitation, no tribulation in the mind. And his goal is back to Godhead. Prabhupada asking, talking to one of his disciples. So, if you want to translate, what you will give? The name. Back to Godhead. You know, I said, I want this magazine should be made just like popular booklet. Or Reader's Digest. Or Time magazine. Which is very popular, everybody reads. Or Week, Newsweek. Everybody reads. So Prabhupada wanted our back to God like that, to remind from the very beginning when he was grihastha, he wanted to start it under the instruction of his guru. He said, one should take the instruction of the guru very seriously. Guru mukha padvakka, chittete koriyakka, anna koriyo manyas. So many instructions, so many scripture instructions, they do this, do that. But come down to ultimately, down to earth, goal is back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Lord Ramchandra showing how to take them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us how to do that, how to remember. Prabhupada is remembering again as a pure devotee. One of the verse, Satsurupa Maharaja is telling, Prabhupada again and again saying how to meditate on him, especially his lotus feet. King of Kulasekha is a pure devotee. The king, he is saying, this Prabhupada, very, very nice verse. He's saying, Krishna tadya pada pankaja panjaranga adhyayame vishame tu rajahamsa prana prayana samaye kapapata pittai kanthavarodha saranam kutasthi. Again, saranam. Saranam means remembering. Just like here, we are machitta madhaka bodhanta parasparam. We are doing. Bodhanta means one is saying, another is listening, and this way, exchange, hearing, and glorifying, and then conversing. The glories of Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Ramchandra's name, form, beauty, pastime. Thus, we are living with him. This is Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means, there is one verse of our Acharya, great devotee, Narottam Das Thakur, Golokero Premodhano Hurinam Sankirtan. Rendering devotional service means pure devotee. You are already in your swarup. You are supposed to do everything as the gopis did. My body, my desire, my mind, soul, everything offered to Krishna without any motivation. Nodhanam, what we should desire, we are not stone. So Prabhupada says, others are desiring, the devotee, no desire. That means no material desire. But he is not stone, he has got desire. What is desire? Simply his constitutional position, what he desires. Only service, and this way we are on the path of mukti, and naturally we are already also mukta in one sense and perfect. Simply have to be completely free from material desire. Take some time, you have got some time, reservation, and you're going to surrender. some condition, some reservation, some partly surrendering. Honestly, Prabhupada said, surrender right now, completely. Krishna is complete, Om Purna Madaha, Purna Midam. He wants complete surrender. This is the difficulty we are facing, many devotees. And then real devotion service. And Krishna says, Mamma Vajapada, Mayamitantanti, Aung Tang, Sadhu Papi Bhumokshusham. Then Krishna says, Jesang tu anta gatam papam. One is free from result of all sinful, cleans completely. Then free from mode of passion and ignorance, is lusty desire. Greediness, trying to possess more and more. Hankering. No hankering, Brahma Bhuta Pasannatma. He's always joyful. Now we ask ourselves, are you all joyful? Who is joyful? Please raise hand. If we are always joyful, it's a good sign. At least we have time to dance. Yeah, we may not be sometime maybe a little miserable. If it is spiritual, it's very good. Brahma Pasannatma, no hankering? I have got this car, I want a better car, if this, that, that. You know. No good. Not spiritual plane. No hankering. No lamenting, I lost that. Samas Sarvesi, who doesn't care, I am sweeping floor or sannyasi or reading a big high position, nothing. Krishna sees love only. Who was Jayananda? He was the engineer. He was doing any humble service, building the rath, the temple place there, nobody is there, himself cleaning the all dirt, the dustbin. One guy came to see and he came to know. He is in charge. Early days were like that, but not everybody is cleaning, I remember. Of course, I was in 70. He is at the time of maybe 66 to 8 or something like that. But those days I remember everybody is not strictly following everything. Temple means just call some boys and girls and please go for sweep days, go for distribute book, chant Hare Krishna. Everything strictly following. And the guy came to see the in charge, he says, he's not here? No, he's here. Giving example how his Prabhupada said, this life, I hope, he has gone back to Godhead. Here maybe many Jayananda could be there, not recognized by the authority, because authority has to want some. More sannyasi, more ghee. So anybody pass exam, this, that, whatever. Some qualification, give it. Obviously, there could be many matajis, my daughters, they are as good as sannyasi. No attachment. Collecting so much money, not putting a penny in her pocket. Hold on. So who knows how many like Jayananda there are not recognized by officially. But Krishna will recognize if he is pure. Any part of the world. Viskan. Wonderfully preaching. They are supposed to be specially those who are born in India. That is why how expanding here devotees from all parts of the world, you can see from China to Russia, Ukraine. I remember one day I was in East European countries, maybe last year before last. And we are chanting, I feel like there are our early days, nothing there, no room for the staying for devotees. On the temple room, little this, from there to there, even smaller than that, 2/3 of that room. There is temple room, there girls or the boys sleep at night, one toilet that is used by Maharaj, that is used by everybody, men, women, small kitchen. But we are so joyful. I am going to the street. I said, let us go. We are doing chanting. We are chanting, dancing. And cars are stopping. We say, what happened? Why you are singing loudly and joyfully? We like you. We say, you also do chant, dance. You will be so happy. Take some prasad. Join with us. We say, we are in a hurry. Please chant Hare Krishna. It reminds me of our old days. I am not good in pushing. I am a little timid and shy. I cannot force people to take our magazine. They say, oh, you come, and chanting, dancing. And every day I was going chanting, dancing. Nobody is there, still I love. Go. Some people like us. remind me old sweet days. People sometimes like memory, the past days. I am not saying these days are not sweet. Maybe more gulab jam, more pizza, pasta, ice cream, so many things. But that is another. Nothing there, going to the market, thrown out everything, and we are picking up and telling there, hey, you come fast, otherwise you don't get. There is competition. Who is computer? We like it. There are monks come, nuns come, they also like you, pick up all these things, not you throw away. And bad thing, cut up and cut. And it tastes like nectar. Only eggplant boiled. Sometimes hardly oil or ghee or butter or margarine with little salt. Everybody sharing, eating the same thing, like a small family. Brothers, sisters sitting, brahmachari, brahmachari. I could hardly believe. It dreams like the another world when you enter the temple. Bright faces, then completely different from the outside. It's already a spiritual world. Prabhupada said, you cannot believe. Outside people can't trust. Here you can believe. Easily, one boy came on the saying, next day he say, can you shave your head? And he has got, he goes to college. They see, he couldn't say, well, no. Why? Because of the love and affection. He's so strong, he could feel. This is spiritual world. Melbourne, one devotee asked Prabhupada, he wrote a letter, Maya's influence is so strong, Prabhupada, that it's very difficult to remember Krishna. And people, Prabhupada is saying, how Kulasekhar is saying, how to remember Krishna. Now, please, I am in sound health, sound body, mind. At this point, when I am meditating at your lotus feet, just like a swan. There will be other birds there, crow, this, that, enjoying dead body, having a feast, thinking, hogs. But this bird, swan, looks very beautiful, white, just like devotees have bright face. So, the mode of goodness. So, he is meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. How? Just like a swan. He likes crystal clear water, lake, lotuses, blossom, most beautiful object creation in the creation. And the bumblebees are humming, making sound around the honey. But this honey is madhu. This is Krishna himself and his lotus feet. He's so sweet. That means Krishna himself, sometime in a lotus leaf when the whole world is inundated, spiritual world, always Sanatana is there. But material, kami, manifest, unmanifest, come out from the body of Trinadakshya Vishnu, and then again enter Brahma's. And there is inundation. But this is sometime flooded and proloy, and Markandeya Rishi, he had got a boon. He can sleep so long, he got disgusted. He doesn't like to live so long. Very boring. So he seeing floating, came here, Godroom. And see from a distance, somebody is lying like a little boy, in a banyan leaf. And Krishna is sucking the little boy, his toe. The Prabhupada explains, that means devotional service is so sweet that God himself, Krishna himself is sucking. So devotees also sometimes enjoy devotional service so much, he easily transcends material attachment, easily slacken. Now maybe we are eating something very palatable. Now outside is cold, it's a khichdi, they serve sometimes, very simple prasad. Otherwise, samosa, kachori, so many other things there. Hot pie! Hot samosa, Chinese, it's baked. I took in Beijing, and I still remember. It's so nice. But this is prasad, given attachment. But we have a long way to go to develop attachment to Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Roop, Krishna Gun, Leela. If we hear, if we chant, you're being absorbed in remembering. Rest assured, we'll go back to Godhead one day. Let us to Krishna. No aparad, free from aparad. Complete attachment. Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Lakshmi Devi putting, massaging the feet of the Lord. And how Lord is reciprocating? putting her in the heart, in his heart all the time. Putting somebody in the heart means what? Most lovable, beloved. One put his most beloved on the chest, on the heart. So how Krishna reciprocates? So as we surrender, Krishna says, "Je jatha mam prapadyante, tang tathiva bhajamaham." So we meditate, start. And Krishna, how? Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna.
And the result? Unlimited, you cannot think of. But our desire is not like materialist one. That is the beginning. The purpose of this is give me service, more you hanker, more you become purified. But ultimately we should know. You can in kindergarten also study mathematics. And you could be a first boy, doesn't necessarily mean he is advanced, but kindergarten boy. You have to go a long way, they up to master degrees, there is also you can study mathematics. So our acharya giving how to advance tadera charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hai ayoga. Don't leave ISKCON, Prabhupada say. Stay with the devotees and make advancement. Whatever Guru says, take it very seriously as your life and soul. So Prabhupada is saying how Kulasekhar is remembering lotus feet, meditating. We also meditate on what Guru says, Sadguru, and try to with the heart and soul, dedicate everything. That is love. Don't expect anything. Other case, deep, deep point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Mr. Pattanayak, Gopinath Pattanayak, he was by the king of Puri, his prince. He was little sarcastic to him. He's supposed to pay him the price for the horses. They asked to buy. He's supposed to pay some money, good amount. He cannot give. But he's sarcastically saying something to the king. Son, king's son got angry. Put him to death on the lands. He's taking out this. Oh, his brother is a very dear to Chaitanya, of course Chaitanya also the king. Ramananda must probably die. Everybody is discussing, but nobody like to approach king. They're going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm a sannyasi, you are a materialist, it's something to do with the money. You want me to be like a Vishwai, go to king as a sannyasi and request for his life? What you are talking? They went to have the thing, what to do? They are taking him, arresting, taking him, putting him in lands. He will die. Throw him in a well, all the lances are there. At once he will die. Suffer like anything. Just a horse, sometimes do like that, and this prince has got a habit, he couldn't state, say. So he sarcastically telling the king's son, who was asking, give me the money back now. I couldn't give you time. This king's money, royal family. He couldn't, dealing with the horse, selling or buying, you know, you have supposed to pay me this much money. Where is gone? He won't give. Radha, he is saying, these horses are not ordinary horses. They are not like this, do like that. At once, prince could understand. He's sarcastic because he has this bad habit. We all of us, sometime, something there. Prince could understand. Rascal, you are sarcastically saying all these things, joking with me, Ra, putting in prison. And right now, putting in lands, put to death. But king didn't know all these things. And suddenly he came to know. They're going to again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. King, what happened? He said, oh, really? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again joined the to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Said, why? You are in Jagannath Puri. Go to Jagannath. Why you came to me? Pray to Jagannath. This much I will help. He said, don't come to a sannyasi to ask your materialistic life or problem to solve, something to do with the money. Why? Of course, prince can demand that money. King can demand, they require money. You should solve all these things. Settle with him. Why you come to me? You can. Lord Jagannath is the master of everything. Pray to him otherwise. You don't go to king. He is the king of all kings. According to the author, Jagannath is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying, if you are intelligent,
You should act accordingly, play at heart.
So when he was released, king came to know, king said, no. Okay, all right. He is brother of this, if this thing happened, prince asked him to capital punishment. Okay, stop him, not to, I said, stop capital punishment. I will settle it out about that money. No capital punishment. Then they ask, at that time, when they are taking you to put you in lance, you will die and suffer like anything, pain. What you are thinking? He said, I was meditating, completely absorbed in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you can see the result of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, what result you get. Mahaprabhu protected him, Jagannath. Jai Krishna, Sei Gaur, Sei Jagannath. There is no difference between Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Do you have faith, conviction? What you will do? One should follow footprints. If you deserve, you are qualified devotee. You chant. You remember lotus feet meditate. You get see the result what you get. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jai Sakal Bipad Bhakti Vinod. Balen Jakhan Onam Gai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when you chant the holy name nicely, meditating the lotus feet, all your problem, Krishna will settle, square it up. May not be exactly what you want. Krishna knows. He knows, he can see your heart. Krishna is always within our heart. Anumanta upadrashta. He give according to surrender, he give you advice, he give you tesam sarto yuktanam bhajitam priti purvakam. Of course you must chant. We must chant with love and devotion. Without expecting anything, Krishna will decide. Prabhupada, before going to America, was surrendering. Krishna, I have come here. You brought me such a place. I see he is full of ugra karma. Everybody is in a great passion and ignorance. Day and night working hard. Who will listen to my Harikatha? Srimad Bhagavatam. I have no qualification. Big title. But you have brought me here. Somehow or other, you must have a purpose. You are a great mystic. They won't listen to my Harikatha. But you are a great mystic. You can do wonderful thing which is impossible. You can bring through my lips some nice words of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, so that they are attracted by Krishna Katha and become devotee of Krishna. And Krishna's desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plea, request, appeal, Krishna responded. And under Tompkins Square, who has no place to go, visa, long time, any moment he has to go back. Nothing to eat, not warm clothes enough, plastic bag, putting himself, covering himself in the rain, severe cold. So much tapasya Prabhupada did for Krishna. And Krishna received it 3 times, heart attack or stroke. Twice, doctor says, enough, not more. Doctor is saying, he brought him to the sea beach, Prabhupada was, 3rd time, 2 times in the boat. Krishna came in the boat in the dream. Don't be afraid. Seeing the awesome feature of Atlantic. And you have got seasickness and thinking, I've got stroke, any moment die. I am here. No fear. I am the captain of the sea. He is not captain, Mr. Padia. I am the captain. I am, maneuvering the boat in the sea, rough sea. No worries, nothing will happen to you. And Prabhupada specified. Now again, heart attack. And the young boys all left the society, like the Swami coming from India, took him to the sea beach, called doctor, only few person taking care. Doctor said, what is this old man doing in the bag, in your hand? What is he doing? I'm taking care of him, giving medicine and taking care. Please ask him to stop. And the disciple says, just a beginner. Those days, 68 or something. We cannot tell, he is our guru, We cannot instruct him. Whatever you like to do, just do. He is doing, he is praying to God. He has faith in him. Lord, I see. We cannot stop him. And he says, simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, all your problem Krishna will take care. A devotee experienced this. Because our duty is to Mahajana Janegata. Our guideline, what scripture says, what my guru says, who is saying the exact same thing in a way, presenting me, so that I can understand according to time, place, circumstances. And of course, Prabhupada, Acharya, what they say, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is our Acharya. But sannyasis are going to, he is a Grihastha, Majesty, going to learn Siddhanta, conclusion of so many things of the scripture, which is difficult to conclude. To a Grihastha, why? Because above sannyasi, even one who is a pure devotee, Vaishnava, they cannot do. So here Prabhupada is giving us chance, may founding ISKCON, whole world, Prabhupada say, can come and take shelter in ISKCON boat. Don't jump from one island, one boat to another boat, sister organization. Never leave ISKCON. Prabhupada say, in my book everything is there. Why you read other book? First digest my book. Simply reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, you can rest assured going back to Godhead. Prabhupada say. Now, are you reading that way deeply? It's not easy, Prabhupada say. Free from your heart disease, of course, there is another heart disease. Attachment to temporary material things. But if you develop attachment to Krishna and increase, then become purified, then one day become free from this attachment, material, temporary attachment, whom I don't know, become my near and dear one, my son, my grandfather, mother, my wife, my husband. Any second we should know that Krishna will again separate, whom I did not know. We should not be attached. Very difficult to cut, that is why he is called Guru, who can cut like a strong, heavy axe. Ka-chang! You are tied with three modes of material nature, subtle. So many other tied in covering. So many covering you have got, 24 covering in one sense. Material elements according to Sankhya Yoga. And Bhakti Karma Sikh is all you are tied up. But Guru can cut off all this attachment. Developing attachment to Krishna by using a strong word. That is good, that is why it's called heavy. So Prabhupada is doing that. And everything is there in his book still. New generation coming. Prabhupada once he said that in his disappearance day of his guru, he said, look, you did not know me, neither saw me. I did not see you before, did not come to this country, neither knew you. But I came, I did not know I will be successful to fulfill the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my guru's order. At the cost of my life and everything, I took the words of my guru very seriously and try to implement it to the best of my capacity. And today, I never thought I will be successful this way. But I tried. And my Guru Maharaj from the spiritual world, Prabhupada was choked his voice. He couldn't say anything. You wonderful boys and girls of America and Europe, my Guru Maharaj's own people, to help me, he sent you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, seeing me, I am trying, and they send me to be all wonderful boys and girls from America, Europe. And within a short time, we walk together, and to some extent, we are successful to fulfill the desire, prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At least ISKCON has got a little footing now. Foothold, Prabhupada used this word. As I did, you also take seriously the words of your guru and try to the best of your capacity, become Krishna conscious and push on this movement. You will become Krishna conscious and bring so many souls suffering. Vaishnava means paradukkhe dukkhi. He cannot tolerate people are suffering because of lack of Krishna consciousness. They think we are happy. Nice family, earn money, day and night work hard, eat, drink, be merry, and forget everything. Don't know After that, what will happen to him? Nobody thinks, because he is the mode of ignorance and passion. But we have to wake up then, jeep jago, jeep jago. By hook or crook, anyone, have to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Even 1%, 0.1, 0.1, but we can make them Krishna conscious, make this world at least bring golden age, at least for some time in this world, disappearing of any third world war, anytime. So we, all ISKCON devotees, doesn't matter where from we come, China, Belarus, or America, South America, Argentina, have a great responsibility and also great opportunity knocking to us. Going to Africa, some Mataji took risk that African dictator in a small country, West Africa. Few African devotees are preaching and the dictator always changing and do anything, little somebody opposing, shoot him. And call the devotees. Devotees are supposed to, you know, they should not do that. They just little tell him he should not do that. And he called them. At once that Mataji from America most probably, he thought something could happen, maybe danger. This guy is a crazy guy. Just for little minor matter, heavy, he gave punishment. I mean, capital even. Just shoot him. He won't tolerate any opposition, criticism. At once that guard went, she is very bold. And she knows what she is going to do. She's taking risk of her life even. She said, hey, you cannot. Don't kill them. He's not listening. Please don't kill them. He won't listen. He said, don't say all these things. This guy is like that. No. Look, they are my god brothers. Please, don't kill them. He knows. Sunday, shoot all. She knew any moment she will be killed. She took the risk. Don't have to become anything. Big distributor. It is not Prabhupada wanted everybody. I have never heard Prabhupada ask me, go and distribute book. He is telling so many other things. Of course, it is a book distribution movement. But you have to also go attend Mangal Arati. You have to read Prabhupada's book. If you don't read books, this is meant for you. Don't be a salesman next life. Of course, truth this is. Not that I don't attend Mangal Arati, I don't attend class, I don't do my job for 16 hours. You will become victim. How will you save others? You can swim yourself and protect, trying to protect others. So you can see this way, anybody can have the highest blessing of Krishna. Doesn't matter, even sweeping floor, if a guru says. Sweeping floor means cleaning his heart, making garland. So the swan is playing with the stem of the lotus. So say, let my mind be now absorbed in your lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now I am sound health, sound body, so that I rest assured I will attain your lotus feet, go back and join with you in the spiritual world. And Prabhupada giving, ISKCON is giving this opportunity. Prabhupada's disciple, grand disciple, they are also doing enthusiastic and movement is expanding like anything. Epidemic. So much so, the one America senator said, hey, this way, if this movement is like epidemic, who knows, one day they may take over the power. The Pope was hearing this, then there won't be any liquor shop, no factory, no gambling casino. What about McDonald's, of course, he didn't say that, but I can understand. Everybody is chanting, dancing, what will happen? Prabhupada said, now see it in another way. See the impact of holy name and the chanting, dancing of bhakti yoga. See it in another angle, positive side, from Krishna consciousness. So we have got a great responsibility, that is what I want to mean. I don't want to say much. Ramchandra took everybody to go up to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, here, you practice this here, when practice is perfect, you go back to Godhead. We'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. Again, you all get together. Then Vasudeva Kutumbakam, whole world will become one family. That is what I'll get. So-called thinkers, seekers of the truth, philosophers, they're thinking to make this world a peaceful place to live. But you can never be peaceful here, save and except we should be convinced without Krishna consciousness. There will be always tribulation, there will be always fire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks us, pray like this, "Oi Nandatanuja, King Karam, what shall I do now? I am helpless, will help!" This is ocean-like thing. Sometimes I become Brahma, hello, but still I have to die. Long time living. I may be enjoying like anything, sensual pleasure. Or become a hog, the mode of ignorance. I don't know I am suffering, eating stool, but I am thinking I am happy. Happiness in a mode of ignorance. So most of the people are like that. Happiness in the mode of passion and ignorance. And we are happiness in the mode of pure goodness or goodness. That is a difference between hell and heaven. So here Prabhupada is giving this chance, and his books, everything is there, we just have to use it. We should not listen to one whose conditioned soul, doesn't matter how big he is, Mussolini or Hitler or Churchill, better be attached to a pure devotee Prabhupada. Not be attached to temporary things, better what is the result is can be destroyed. Devotional service. And don't be attached which people are running after. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, what immediately give me pleasure? So many things. For the tongue, for the ears, for the nose, for the eyes. Better like Maharaj Amburish. Everything is attached which is related to Krishna. For Krishna's pleasure, go to the temple to see the deity Radha Madhav, Gaur Nitai, Krishna's Pushpabhishek, so nice, and get delight in it. Then become attached. Prabhupada provides everything. The 12 months, so many festivals. Enjoy. Festival means everybody enjoy. Singing, dancing, chanting. Distributing prasad, take prasad, give prasad. Joyful life here and next. Thank you very much. There is some 5 minutes, maybe they asked me to stop it within 9. So I am cooperating. Any comment or question? You can go on saying, I won't say. But you are listening, though I am not qualified. Simply repeating what my Guru Prabhupada said. I am not a big scholar. Guru Prabhupada asked me to translate his book. We like to repeat what Prabhupada says and try to be convinced. Any question or comment? Ladies and gentlemen, Matadi and others, Vaishnavi. No? Maybe little chanting? Everybody together?
Yes.
Any Gandharva? Yeah. Everybody, please take the mercy of the Lord. Little prasad is here. They are trying to offer you.
Hare Krishna, of course, you are
guesting.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.